breathe upon your word now, dear Father, that it may give life to my friends in Radio Land, that it may also give healing and health even to their physical bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
The old year is on its way out, and the new year is fast replacing it, for nature abhors vacuum. Some of us may say that 2016 opened wounds that are still raw and sore. Plainly, we may say it was not a good year for us. Such personal feelings are also shared corporately. However, I am reminded of the experience of Matthew Henry, born in Wales, England, 1662 to 1714. Somebody stole Matthew Henry's wallet with some money in it. Matthew Henry thanked God for three reasons. Number one, Matthew Henry said he stole some of my money, but not all of my money. Number two, he stole only some of my money, but he did not steal my life. And thirdly, he said, I thank God that he did the stealing and not me. There are some experiences that would not want to see repeated in 2017 or ever. However, the complaint against 2016 will be partial truth, which is a lie, if we do not admit that 2016 had some merits to its short existence. The marriages, self-childbirths, graduations from various institutions of learning, healings, deliverances from danger, and above all, spiritual salvations and restorations, all these speak favorably for 2016. In obedience to the command of God in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, let us all, those who are unhappy and those who are happy with 2016, give thanks to God for having given us access to the old year and a peek into the new year. As we leap into 2017, let us trust God to give us a spiritual lift, an emotional lift, a social lift, and an economic lift in Jesus' name. May 2017 be a year of extras and not of lack in Jesus' name. May the Lord keep sorrow far from us. And if we would sorrow at all, may it be godly sorrow that leads to repentance and spiritual fruitfulness in Jesus' name.
In Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Ira Stanfield, in a 1950 song, says something interesting about handling the tyrannical potential of fear of the future. In the song that says, I do not know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Then he goes on to say, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'll say, Amen.
Our ambition will be to please God in all things and always, in our private as well as public lives.
In Psalm 24, from verse 3 to verse 5, we read, Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And in James 4 verse 8, he says, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Intimacy. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Intimacy and sin cannot mix. If you want to be intimate with God, you cannot be living in sin at the same time. Intimacy with God is a process that goes on incrementally till we see him face to face. No wonder after many years of knowing the Lord and experiencing his awesome power, Paul the Apostle still longingly cried in Philippians 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Intimacy with God is fueled by an insatiable hunger for him, as we find in the experiences of King David and the sons of Korah. In Psalm 27 verse 4, David said, One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And in Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2, the sons of Korah said, As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Intimacy with God grows when we are on speaking terms with God. By that I mean it grows as we pray. As our prayer life grows, intimacy with God grows.
Johnson Oatman, 1856 to 1932, captured this spirit of pursuing God in his hymn of 1898, Higher Ground. In stanzas 1, 4, and the refrain or the chorus, Oatman says, I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Stanza 4. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still, I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The refrain of the chorus says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Beautiful prayer.
May no one sorrow any longer over the past, so that the disappointment and misery Satan would want us to experience would be his instead, in Jesus' name. Above all, let all who are outside of Christ come into him, and those who have one foot in him and one foot in the world take the bold and wise step to end such miserable life in the name of Jesus. The love of God has not quite permeated our fellowship with one another, creating unnecessary pain, especially to those who chose to hate. May the love God has poured out in the heart of every believer in Christ, according to Romans 5:5, through the Holy Spirit, flow out to all in Jesus' name. May you have a prosperous, May you have a godly and good 2017. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, again I present to you, my radio friends, and I'm asking now, Father, that you meet the needs in their lives, especially the need to know Christ, and not only to know him intimately. I pray, dear Lord, that the manifestation of the life and the power of Jesus Christ will be their portion, that he may rid them of sin, of sickness, of disease, and of anything, everything that is of the devil. Whatever problems they may have, oh God, especially the things that hinder them from being what they ought to be in Christ, I pray, Father, that you take care of it. Relieve them of such burdens that they may be free to live for you. Do this in the lives of these ones, dear Father, and take the glory and leave them with the blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.